What's going on, everybody? Welcome to day one, the voiced TH sound. So that's what this symbol means. It's kind of backwards six with a line in the top of it. It is a voiced TH. So this is tricky because there's actually two TH sounds. One is unvoiced and the other is voiced. Today we're talking about voiced. Big difference between the two. I'll just say this once and then we can just practice it. But so if you think of a word like think, that is a unvoiced TH, think. You could kind of hear air coming through, think. But when I say a word like they, the sound is coming from my throat. I'm articulating it here. That's why it's voiced. Whereas think is more unvoiced and more coming through the air coming through my mouth. So that's the difference between them. It's small, but it does matter. Today, we're just going to talk about the voice TH. So all of these words are voice TH. So we're going to say words like they, breathe, and so on. And so not as much air coming through. I'm just going to say that once. Hopefully you understand that. If you have more questions, there's links on the Speaker English webpage with more about this TH difference. Okay, but let's get into it. Day one, listen and repeat. Let's take it nice and slow. Here we go. With, whiz. With, whiz. Bathe, bays. Bathe, bays. Day, they. Day, they. Breed, breathe. Breed, breathe. All right, let's keep going. All of these have the TH sound, the voice TH sound, but they have a little bit different in the vowel sound. So we're going to focus on the difference in vowels. So these are tough. Take it slow. Listen and repeat. The, they, there, though. The, they, there, though. Next one. Father, further, feather. Father, further, feather. All right, syllable stress. So, words of more than one syllable is stressed. Just listen and repeat. Here we go. It's pretty simple. Therefore. Therefore. Themselves. Themselves. Feather. Feather. Without, without. All right, reduce sounds. So now we have to take the words, the sounds, and put them in sentences. We always speak in sentences. So we can also practice reducing sounds, bringing words together. So this one, there's a lot of reduced sounds. It was nice to meet you and your brother. It was nice to meet you and your brother. Nice to meet you and your brother. It was nice to meet you and your brother. Please repeat. It was nice to meet you and your brother. It was nice to meet you and your brother. All right. Hopefully that's not, I know it's weird, but hopefully it's not too hard. Could he try those clothes instead? Could he? Could he try those clothes instead? Could he try those clothes instead? Tongue twisters, just have a little fun with this. Here we go. Don't worry if it's perfect. It's hard. And especially with TH. I'd rather loathe that blathering weatherman. Wow. Okay. I'd rather loathe that blathering weatherman. I'd rather loathe that blathering weatherman. I'd rather loathe that... Excuse me. I'd rather loathe that blathering weatherman. I'd rather loathe that blathering weatherman. Can't say this fast. I'd rather load that blathering weatherman. Let's try one more time. I'd rather load that blathering weatherman. Next one. He is my brother from another mother. He's my brother from another mother. He's my brother from another mother. All right, take your time. All done with day one. Good job. I'll see you tomorrow, day two.